Chapter 21. The Medes and the Persians. A New Empire. Let's take a minute to review the story of the Assyrians. Earlier, we read about the Assyrian king, Shamshi-Adad. He wanted to rule the world. He conquered the cities all around him and made them obey him. He put his soldiers in the conquered cities and told them to punish anyone who disobeyed his laws. Soon the Assyrians ruled the whole northern part of Mesopotamia, the land between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. But the Babylonian kingdom ruled the southern part of Mesopotamia, and they were even stronger than the Assyrians. The Babylonian king, Hammurabi, marched his army up and took over Assyria. For a little while, the Assyrians had to obey the Babylonians. But the Assyrians didn't like belonging to the Babylonian Empire. Eventually, they rebelled and took their kingdom back. Now the Assyrians were in charge, and the Babylonians had to obey them. The Assyrians went back to conquering all the cities around them. They fought their way all the way over to Canaan. They captured the Jews who lived there and made them leave their homes. But the Babylonians made friends with another nation, Media. Together, the Babylonians and the Medes got together and destroyed Assyria. Now Babylon and Media were in charge, and the Assyrians had to obey. This must have been a very strange time to live. The rulers of the world kept changing. First they were Assyrian, then Babylonian, then Assyrian, then Babylonian again. The Babylonians and the Medes must have been pleased with themselves. They had finally gotten rid of Assyria. Now they were the most powerful nations in Mesopotamia. But the Medes and Babylonians weren't in charge for very long. A new nation was becoming stronger and stronger. This new nation was called Persia. At first, the Persians were just a tribe of shepherds. They lived at the edge of Media and obeyed the king of the Medes. The Persian shepherds were ruled by a man named Astyages. He wasn't a good man. He liked ruling the Persians, and he would do anything to keep his crown. One night, Astyages had a dream that scared him. He dreamed that his baby grandson would grow up, take his power away, and become the ruler of the Persians. When he woke up, he was frightened. "If I don't do something about this," he thought, "my grandson will throw me off my throne and become king in my place." Astyages sat up all night, thinking about his dream. In the morning, he called his chief advisor, a man named Harpagus. "I have a job for you," he said. "I will do anything you tell me to, O king," said Harpagus. "Good," Astyages said. "Take my grandson out to the mountains and kill him, and don't let anyone know what you're doing. Now go." Harpagus didn't want to do this terrible thing, but he was afraid to disobey the king. So he took the baby and walked out to the mountains. "I have to obey my king," he thought to himself. "I have to kill the baby. But I can't make myself do it." He looked around and saw a shepherd grazing his sheep nearby. He called the shepherd over. "Here," he said, "the king wants to get rid of this baby. You do it. If you do, I'll reward you with much wealth. But if you don't, I'll send the king's soldiers to punish you." The shepherd looked at the baby and had an idea. "All right," he said to Harpagus. "I'll get rid of the baby." He took the baby and ran home to his wife, who had no children of her own. "Wife," he said, "the gods have sent us a son. We can raise him as our own." His wife took the baby with tears of joy. And then the shepherd killed a goat, wiped his hands in the blood, and ran back to Harpagus. "Look," he said, "I've done as you told me." So Harpagus went back to Astyages and told him that the baby was dead. But the shepherd and his wife named the baby Cyrus and brought him up there on the mountainside. Cyrus grew up to be tall and strong. He was faster and smarter than any other shepherd's son, and he stood head and shoulders above every other boy his age. One day, the shepherd took him down from the mountainside into town to help with the selling of the sheep. While they were at the marketplace, Astyages, the ruler of the Persians, came by along with Harpagus. As soon as Astyages saw the young boy selling sheep, he knew that this was his grandson. That evening he sent for Harpagus. "You disobeyed me," he said to Harpagus. And Harpagus admitted that he had given the baby to a shepherd rather than killing him. Astyages was so furious that he tried to kill Harpagus and his whole family. But Harpagus fled to the mountains and found Cyrus. "If you want to take the king's power away and become king of the Persians yourself," he told Cyrus, "I will help you." Together, Harpagus and Cyrus convinced the Persians to follow Cyrus rather than Astyages. Cyrus took power away from his grandfather and became the ruler of the Persians, just as Astyages had dreamed so many years ago. And then he led the Persians in a war against the great empire of Media. After 3 years of fierce fighting, Cyrus conquered the king of Media as well. Now, Cyrus, who had been raised by a shepherd on a mountain, ruled over the combined empires of the Medes and the Persians. Cyrus the Great. Cyrus was now the king of the Medes and the Persians. He was a great warrior, but he was also known as a good and fair king. Even though he had conquered the Medes, he let the Median people stay in their own homes. He even let Median noblemen have some of the power in his new combined empire. After all, his empire was so big that he needed help. He couldn't collect all the taxes, judge all the court cases, and settle all the problems himself. So he made both Persians and Medians officials in his kingdom. The Medians felt that they were being treated well, and so they didn't try to rebel against Cyrus's rule. Now Cyrus decided to make his empire even bigger. He wanted to conquer Asia Minor. Asia Minor was ruled by King Croesus, who was the richest king in the world. He had more gold than anyone else. Cyrus knew that if he could conquer Croesus, he would be rich as well. So he marched his army up to the kingdom of Croesus and conquered it. He captured Croesus and made him stand up on the walls of his city and watch as Persian soldiers looted it. The soldiers went all through the city, carrying away armloads of treasures, gold coins, and jewelry. But Croesus just watched, calmly. Finally, Cyrus said,
"How can you be so calm? They are robbing you of all your gold."
"No, they aren't," Croesus said. "The city belongs to you now, so they are actually stealing from you."
When Cyrus heard this, he stopped the soldiers at once and took all the gold back. Next, Cyrus turned his army to the east. Cyrus marched the Persian army all the way over to the Indus River. Now he ruled all the land between Asia Minor and India. The Persian Empire was as wide as it was tall. Cyrus wasn't done conquering yet. There was one big enemy left for him. Babylon. Remember, the Babylonians had been ruling in Mesopotamia for a long time. They were an old kingdom, and a very powerful kingdom. Cyrus wanted all that good, fertile land between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, but he knew that the Babylonian army was very strong. However, Cyrus had one big advantage over Babylon. The Persians liked Cyrus because he was a good, fair king, but the Babylonians hated their king. He had left the city of Babylon and had gone away to live in a distant desert. In his place, he had given his son Belshazzar control over the city. Belshazzar spent too much money on feasting and drinking, and not enough on the people of Babylon. So when Cyrus marched his army to Babylon, he didn't meet much resistance. The Babylonians were sick and tired of their own king, so they didn't fight very hard when Cyrus's army arrived at the walls. Some of the Babylonians even opened the gates from the inside and let him in. Babylon fell to the Persians in 539 BCE. When Cyrus took over Babylon, he also took over Canaan. Canaan, also called Palestine, had been the home of the Jewish people until Babylon and Assyria conquered it. The Babylonians and Assyrians had made the Jewish people leave their homes. But Cyrus was a merciful king. When he became the king of Babylon, he let the Jews go back to Palestine. and he let them go back to worshipping their own god. This made him even more popular. The Jews were so grateful to Cyrus that they called him the Anointed of the Lord. Now Cyrus was the greatest king in the world. But there was still one country that didn't obey Cyrus: Greece. And soon the Greeks and the Persians would meet in battle. Note to parent: the earliest Persians lived around 700 BCE. Cyrus the Great ruled from 559 to 525 BCE.